about today as a first day, or pretty standard first day?
Pretty standard, but definitely fun to be around the guys, see a lot of new faces, new coaches. But definitely, you know, like I said, fun. It felt like, you know, guys have been gone from this building for months, and just to be back with your extended family feels great. Yeah, mindset is you know, we definitely have high expectations for ourselves within the within our team, but we know we got a lot of work to do. I know it sounds cliche, but we do, and it starts today. Majority of guys are here, ready to work, ready to grind. New guys are ready to come in here and contribute, you know. But last season was last season. We definitely did a lot of great things, not only for our team but for the city in general. The fans, everybody's excited, but. You know, it will mean absolutely nothing if we don't come in here with the right mindset and get back to work and get better. Because that's the number of objectives is to get better. And it all starts with being here in OTAs. First off, let me start off by saying, because I know y'all going to get to that question. Let me go ahead and knock it out. We lost a lot of guys. You know, Al, you know, my man Spence, and especially, you know, a guy like Jason McCourty. So this true brother. We love him to death. We all understand it's a business, but, you know, that's one guy that I truly respect coming into the draft together. And I admire everything he's done for this organization, and we're going to miss him a lot. And I'm just saying this brother to brother, and I wish nothing but the best for Jason and continue his career, because I know he can still play at a high level. But we all know the nature of this business. Like I said, I wish him the best. Somebody really going to miss in that locker room. He's done a lot of great things for this organization, and we're going to continue to carry the torch for him.
What do you say to the guys, the couple that are not here, about being here and being a part of getting this thing going again?
You said the guys that are not here?
Yeah.
I don't know who's not here. So, I mean, I didn't really see who's not here. But, you know, obviously, you know, they're probably not here for an important reason. But, you know, hopefully we'll get everybody back 100%, and we'll go from there. Doesn't mean, you know, it's voluntary. You got to remember that, you know, people have probably important things they have to take care of before they can come to the another city, back to their roots and get to work. So hopefully we get everybody here once it's all said and done and get to work.
How much does continuity help any offense, any defense in your case? Same guy calling the plays this year, a lot of the same players throughout. I mean, should you guys be better, faster, more equipped to do what you want to do?
Well, like I said to my first point, we got a lot of work to do, but definitely continuity helps a lot. You know, the same coaches, same regime, same scheme goes a long, long way. Because, I mean, basically we're picking up where we left off. We're not in a situation where we're learning from scratch. You know, we're learning terminologies. We're learning different assignments. We're learning different personnel packages. It's the same scheme, and we're tweaking a few things just to be better. But I love it. I have my same playbook and my same notes that I have from last year I can carry over to this year and just add to it. That's what I love. That's what it's going to make us better.
Does today feel more like, since the beginning of your career to now, does today feel more like the start of things than it did back then somehow?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can say that because, like you said, we did a lot of great things. This is something definitely to build on. And the start today is definitely start of something special, we feel like, if we put in the work. And I know we will. It's definitely a different feel. You know, obviously been on losing teams. You know, this was the first winning season this organization had in a while. And I'm excited to be a part of it. And like I said, we got work to do. I'm going to keep preaching it. I'm going to keep stressing it because it means absolutely nothing if we don't have the right mindset like we've been having since day one of last year. So I'm going to make sure, with me being an older guy on this team, make sure everybody understands that. And we're going to have fun. We're going to be loose. But at the same time, myself and the coaches are going to demand a lot from everybody, including myself, to get better and to put everything out there 100% effort.
Say it,
what do you mean?
This defense to take the next step in this team, how crucial were those, some of those changes you saw John make in the secondary?
You know, John's going to have to answer that question for you. I'm here to do my job. You know, like I said, we lost some players, and we added some. Logan's a big guy, big-time guy, two-time winning Super Bowl champion. I'm glad he's in the building. He's going to help a lot with that winning tradition, doing things the right way, doing things how it's supposed to be done. He's going to bring that, instill that in that defensive back room. Cyprin from Supreme from the Jaguars. I had a conversation with him earlier. I'm glad he's here. His leadership, his veteran presence. He's so versatile in what he brings to the table. I mean, John and Coach Malarkey, they've done a tremendous job just adding the pieces that we need to get better. And we're going to continue to add, obviously, through the draft and probably more through free agency. Who knows? But I know those guys know exactly what they're doing to put us in the right path to success. So I'm excited.
How much in your mind is the culture change that you've been in the years that you've been here, as far as the players in the locker room, the expectation level, and kind of work ethic of the team?
Say it again.
How much, maybe the culture changed since you first showed up?
Yeah, it's definitely changed. It's definitely changed. Ever since Coach Malarkey and John Robinson came on board, man, everything is just completely night and day transformation, basically. It's like almost like a total makeover of a whole team, whole organization, from the buildings to, you know, the locker rooms to, you know, we're in renovation right now, trying to get our, you know, our weight room up to date, you know, just things, just the winning tradition, the stuff needed to be successful that you see a lot of other teams in the league have year in and year out, and we want to be one of those teams, and we don't want to just talk about it.
What needs to happen in the draft? Are they all pro in the first round?
Another what? We'll see. We got two first round picks. We'll see. We'll see. I'm excited. Whoever we get, it can be, you know, you can go anywhere. You can go anywhere. Best available. You can go corner. You can go receiver. You can go another pass rusher, D line. You can go all kinds of positions. I'm excited. You know, whoever we get, I know it's going to be a contributor, because obviously first round picks are guys that are going to come in here and contribute. They don't just sit and learn. They come in here and play now. So whoever we get, it's going to play a big part of our team. So I'm excited. We got two of them as of right now. So we'll see what happens.
Can you remember about your experience getting drafted?
Time of my life. Time of my life, because you work so hard to get to that point, and you finally hear your name called. And for me, it was like relief, you know, because you go through the combine, you go through the draft meetings, the individual private workouts, the whole 9 yards or whatever you call it, and you finally hear your name called, and it's a big day for you and your family. You finally know which team you're going to be playing for, and you're ready to get to work and prove your worth to all the veteran players on their team. So definitely means a lot. So I know these guys that are going to be drafted to this team are going to be coming here excited and see our type of locker room. It's fun. It's loose. But we work extremely hard, and they're going to appreciate that.
You had seasons early in your career where you lost time due to injuries. What do you say to a guy like Kevin Dodd, who's coming back and missed most of his rookie year with an injury?
Yeah, stay the course. Stay the course. Trust the process. You know, a similar situation with me, if not even more. Dodd's only going through one surgery. I went through three. I stayed the course. I trust the process. And it definitely paused my career a little bit, but then I was able to get back on track once I was able to get healthy. And I trust and I know Dodd's going to be a hell of a player. And we expect a lot of great things from this year. And we might have a few packages with all of us in there. We'll see. We don't know yet, but we'll see. But we expect a lot of great things from Dodd this year, and to be that playmaker we know he is coming out of Clemson. I ain't pay attention to it, but I personally kept up with Marcus. I texted him through the offseason. I told him, you know, he was in Hawaii for a few. I told him to don't be out there surfing and stuff, man, you know. Just stay the course, man. Just stay the course. But, I was joking about that with him, but just checking him on to make sure rehab's going well. But, you know, Marcus is here. if he's not going to be on the field participating, he's going to be in the classroom getting better, leading the guys, because Marcus is a third-year guy now. So he's a veteran. He's a guy that guys are going to look at for leadership and look at for doing things the right way, because they know he's a Pro Bowl player, All-Pro player, and we know what Marcus is capable of leading his team. So I'm excited that Marcus, everything's going according to course and according to the plans, and we'll be ready for training camp, hopefully.
In previous days like this, guys have been really positive and upbeat about the season ahead,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't always translate to wins on the field. Last year, though, you backed up the feeling with 9 wins.
Yeah.
How much does that fuel the hunger for, even more greatness than last year that's coming here?
Yeah, I mean, we want more. I mean, truth be told, we want more. But like I said, when I first got up here, we got to put in the work. It means absolutely nothing to talk. We got to go in there and work at our craft and get better. Defensively, we did a lot of great things, made some huge strides. Saw glimpses of a great defense out there, and we got work to do because we got a few things we need to clean up. Eliminate the big plays, stuff like that. Get more turnovers. That's going to be huge this offseason, like Coach LeBeau talked about earlier. And, give the offense the ball more. So the stuff we're going to be working on, critiquing ourselves, getting better, and hopefully it translates out there on the field.
Can we talk about some of the changes you're looking for to see what the new weight room looks like?
Yeah, I'm excited, man. My alma mater got these me and Rob were just talking about it. They got these new locker rooms with our names and everything, man. I don't know if we're going to get it, but, that's one of a kind over there. But I'm excited that they're renovating the weight room, making it look, very nice and up to date, with new equipment, stuff like that. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be in the bubble for the time being, but everything's already set up for us. And it's been, first day was great so far. Got work to do, man. I can't do that. Come on. Come on. What do I look like, a sucker? No, man. We got work to do. No, we got work to do. Expectations is very high within ourselves. We got our own personal goals. But, we're not going to talk about nothing. We're not talking about all that Super Bowl stuff right now because we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of building and chemistry to work on, and we'll see what happens. Yeah.
So you didn't have to wait quite as long.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, what advice would you give them as they're sitting there in Philadelphia in the green room?
Enjoy the process. Don't get too high, too low. Just sit there, enjoy the process. Don't worry about when or where you're going to be called. It's all God's plan. We'll see what happens. I, like I said, for myself, fortunately, I went 13. So we'll see what happens with those guys, man, if they go to the green room or not in New York. I think it's in New York. Is it Chicago this year or Philly? It's all over the place now. God, oh. But, yeah, like I said, just enjoy the process. Enjoy it with your family. Have fun. When you hear your name called, because it will be called, enjoy it.